Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett, the editor-in-chief of the Quarterly Review of Film and Video, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly. The films are The Devil All the Time, Host, Alone, and hashtag Alive. Or just plain old Alive. Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Jill. How are you this week?
I'm fine. This is just, I could do such an easy sentence here. I'm really tempted, but I'll restrain myself.
Well, that's good for you. Good self-discipline. I know with these titles, one could make a whole little short story or something.
Yeah.
I am actually this week, I'm speaking to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I'm not sure if that is why we've got all these scary movies here today, because these are all horror movies of one kind or another. But, you know, this is, we're actually recording this on the first day of October, and Halloween is going to come up on the last day of October. So I guess I'm just getting an early start on this. But yeah, if you want to build up toward Halloween with some scary movies, these are some that just might do the trick, although, of course, they are very different from one another in quality. So I'd like to start out with The Devil All the Time. And these movies are all streaming, by the way, so they're not hard to find. They're on places like Netflix and here and there. They're not obscure. The Devil All the Time is a horror movie, as I said, and it is co-written and directed by Antonio Campos. And it has a very interesting cast. One member of the cast is Robert Pattinson, who seems to be one of the big stars of the moment. I've never quite gotten the tremendous appeal of Robert Pattinson, but he just certainly has an enormous following. And the main thing to know about The Devil All the Time is, yeah, it's a scary movie and it's a horror movie. It's also a really complicated movie. It's about 2 hours and 15 minutes long, and in that time, it just tells so many different sort of intertwined stories. There's just a lot to keep track of. So at the same time that you're shuddering or something, you're going to have to be keeping your mind alert as to just exactly who is doing what and what is doing to whom. Anyway, it sort of begins with a character who is returning. This is sort of a movie of like sort of the 40s and 50s. This character returns from World War II, and he's been very, very traumatized by his experiences in the war, especially seeing one of his fellow military fighters has literally been captured and crucified. And this is one of the most horrifying images in the film. And not too surprisingly, it has given this poor soldier a terrible, terrible, terrible trauma. In the meanwhile, now he's back, and his wife is dying of a terrible illness, and he thinks that he is going to be able to solve all of this by praying. So he does a lot of praying, and he drags his little boy along to pray along with him. Now, the title of this movie is The Devil All the Time, and the devil in this case is not literal in the sense of the devil, like, you know, we don't have a character in the movie with a tail and a pitchfork and so forth, but the idea that the devil is at work in human affairs is very much a part of this movie. The movie in that sense has a real sort of religious dimension to it. And one of the more obvious manifestations of that is this character who, again, is going to try to have his wife, get God to cure his wife from her illness through prayer. Now, another way in which religion works its way, religion of a type, of a sort, of a kind, works its way into this story is that there is a traveling preacher whose name is Roy. And what he does to show that he is in God's hand all the time is he's not a snake handler, he's a spider handler. And one of the creepiest scenes in the movie is when this guy unloads a jar full of spiders onto his head, onto his face. They crawl over him. So again, this is the kind of movie you're in for here, The Devil All the Time. And he also has a brother who travels with him and who is a guitar player. And they are both sort of on the lam. They're not upright evangelical types. Then there there's other characters who also figure in the movie in various ways. And again, it's a very complicated story. I wouldn't even try to get into that. There's lots of other characters in this. There's a corrupt police officer, and he has a sister who is married to a guy who just happens to be a serial killer. And in fact, we have these traveling serial killers who go from place to place and pick up hitchhikers and treat them very nicely and take them to a picnic and then murder them. And by the way, a large part of this movie takes place in an Ohio town called Knock'em Stiff. So we've got a lot of craziness here. Some of it's sort of amusing and some of it's sort of horrifying. So The Devil All the Time is an interesting looking movie. Again, it has a good cast. I've mentioned Robert Pattinson. Mia Wasikowska is also in it. Good cast. It was shot on film, which gives the whole thing this very effectively sort of gritty look. You get the feel as well as the look of Knock'em Stiff, Ohio. And I found the movie quite interesting to look at. I rather like horror movies, and I found this one was it pays off. It's got the violence, it's got the creepiness, it's got the horror, basically. So if you like horror movies, and in this case, it's not exactly a supernatural story, even though it does have the sort of religious dimension running through it. But if you like a good sort of old-fashioned, and not the old-fashioned, just horror movie with a fair amount of chills and creepy stuff, then you'll rather enjoy The Devil All the Time. And again, it's a long movie, but hey, you have until between now and Halloween to look at it, maybe. Second movie I want to talk about is really a lot shorter. In fact, Host, directed by Rob Savage. It's a British movie. Host is actually a little tiny bit under an hour long, which makes it not even technically a feature film. And I'll just tell the premise. In this case, the premise is very simple. There's only a few characters, and they are a bunch of young women, and they have decided for fun to have a seance on Zoom. Now, this is so au courant, I have to say. I'm teaching my classes on Zoom these days at the college where I teach, and people are using Zoom for all kinds of purposes. So, you know, maybe you hadn't thought about having a seance on Zoom. But anyway, they have hired a medium, a woman who can put them in touch with the afterlife, and they're going to have this seance on Zoom, and that's what they're going to do. And as you can well imagine, things go haywire, and all kinds of unexpected things and unwanted things start happening. And so we have these young women find themselves in a whole lot of Zoomish trouble. So, you know, this is, as somebody I know once put it, this is one of these stories where it's about the information superhighway, and we're finding out that it has a lot of cracks in it. We're finding out that the information superhighway may even lead us into dark and shadowy and horrible places. Well, we know that in a secular way through some of the problems that are surfacing with things like Facebook and whatnot. But in this case, we have the actual supernatural rearing its head. And it's just sort of a clever idea for a story, I think. It's an amusing notion that you have all this super up-to-date 21st century stuff, and you have all this communication over long distances, and you think that's what spirits do. After all, they communicate with us over long distances. They're just sort of spiritual distances rather than physical distances. And in this case, we have these two ideas brought together. We have these young women who are at very different places communicating with each other over Zoom, and then we have the spirit world sort of barging into the whole thing in a way by invitation. So it's a clever sort of a story. It's got a lot of humor in it, and I found the whole thing, actually, it's gotten very good reviews. I found the whole thing rather trivial, actually, and really too lightweight to really grab hold of me. And when it was over, I kind of said, oh, that's it. Okay, you know, all right. But I give credit to Rob Savage and the others involved in making the film for keeping this modest little story modest in scale and in length, just a few characters, not too many locations, and again, a little bit under an hour long. So, you know, again, if you want a sort of a lively little horror story that involves some lively young women and some lively spirits, then you probably enjoy Host. And along the way, it does have pack a couple of reasonably effective surprises. So now turning to another movie with a one-word title, Alone. And this is a movie directed by John Hyams. And it's an American film. And it is, oh my gosh, if we were living maybe a century or two ago, we would call this a damsel in distress story. Our main character, and by the way, the movie is called Alone, and she spends a good part of the movie alone, although certainly not all of it. The main character's name is Jessica. She is played by Jules Wilcox. Good performance, by the way. Very effective physical performance. She really gets the job done. And she, her husband recently died. We discover not too long into the movie that he died by suicide. And she has decided to get away from every place and everybody that she knows and just go off and be by herself somewhere, you know, again, alone. And so in the first part of the movie, she's talking with her brother. She's talking a little bit with her mother on the phone. And they're saying, why did you go? Come back. Let us take care of you and all of that. But she's still getting over the recent trauma of her husband's suicide. It happened about 6 months earlier. And she really wants to be on her own. However, there turns out to be somebody apparently on her trail. And this is one of these things, again, this is a very modern kind of paranoia here, but she has trouble passing this Jeep on the highway. And after a while, it looks like the person who is driving the Jeep maybe is angry at her because she tried to pass him and because they sort of almost got into an accident together and stuff like this. And after a while, she starts to realize that this person, turns out to be a man in this Jeep, is following her. Well, then the guy pulls up alongside at one point when she stopped and he talks to her and he seems to be a very nice man. But then the next time she stops, there he is again. So something is going on here. Maybe he is on her trail, on her tail. Well, eventually it turns out that he is very much after her, and still not too far into the movie, he turns out to be a very, very evil person, a very, very evil stalker, a very, very evil abductor, and all kinds of horrific things happen to our woman in distress here. I certainly won't tell you how it comes out, but it's really quite a suspenseful movie. The first part of it, the stuff where they're in their cars and they're on the highway, and she has an extra challenge. She's a great big U-Haul trailer hitched to the back of her car, reminded me of the old Steven Spielberg TV movie Duel, which he made near the very beginning of his career. That's a story about a couple of people who have a duel in their cars on the highway, and one of them is apparently homicidal. And the first part of this movie is very much like that. And the second part, or the rest of the movie, I should say, is very much like one of these sort of chase and try to evade your captor movies, much of a set in a forest. So again, Alone is a very harrowing, very suspenseful movie. It centers on a woman, and we still don't have enough movies that are centered on women. On the other hand, this woman is in constant peril and is being treated in miserable ways by this horrible psychopath. So I'm not sure if we could call this exactly a feminist tale, but then again, maybe we could, because she is a very strong young woman. In the middle of the movie, there is a marvelous scene in the woods with the woman, with the horrible psychopath, and with another old guy, a hunter in the woods, who just kind of gets drawn into all this, which I thought was an excellent psychological scene. And that alone, I think, makes Alone worth seeing if you're interested, again, in a good woman in distress horror movie. And our final movie for today, Jill, our final horror movie is called, I guess you'd call it Hashtag Alive. That's how the movie is spelled, with the hashtag and then the word alive. And this is a zombie movie. And it is a South Korean zombie movie directed by Il Cho. And I'll tell you, you know, the modern zombie genre, zombie movies go back to the 1930s, but the modern zombie movie was invented by George A. Romero with the great movie Night of the Living Dead in the 1960s. And I still don't think anybody has ever made a better zombie movie than that, at least not a better modern zombie movie. And the formulas from Night of the Living Dead are just so alive and well, and they're everywhere in the horror movie world. And so again, here we have a South Korean movie, and even though it's totally 21st century and people are always on their cell phones and trying to get onto the internet and flying drones and things like that, the basic formulas of the movie are straight out of Night of the Living Dead. There we have people who are in a place, and we have all outs, and somehow they have not been affected by the zombie plague, and out there in the streets are zillions of monsters running around trying to eat people and eat each other and doing all kinds of horrible horrible things. And so the big question becomes, can the main characters of the movie, who are a young man and a young woman, and they are in separate apartments across a big courtyard, can they somehow get together? Can they help each other escape the plague? Can they escape the plague and all of this horror that is going on? So again, I just got to repeat it one more time. This is a super modern movie, very, very up to date. Main characters are young people who are involved with all the modern technology, and that's the stuff that they use to try to help save themselves. But the formulas are at least as traditional as any zombie movie in recent years. And if you like those formulas, and if you enjoy a good, well-done action movie, which is what this is, then you'll have a good time. So Hashtag Alive is an old-fashioned zombie movie in all of the modern, latest 21st century trappings. And I can't say it's a great movie because it's not, but it's a very well-done action movie, beautifully photographed, and I just had kind of a good time watching it. So that is my thoroughly horrifying story this week, Jill.
Ooh, for which you have scared us. Thank you very much, David Sterrett. Films in Focus. The films, The Devil All the Time, Host, Alone, and Hashtag Alive.